explain to us why this is the biggest classic racing festival in the world?
Absolutely. It's partly to do with the amount of space that Silverstone has, but it's really, if I give you some of the big numbers. So we've got an absolutely packed programme over the weekend of July 23rd to 25th with 23 races. Made up of 16 grids. Obviously some of those are double header races, and if you think that at Silverstone we can start 48 cars in most of the grids, that means we're going to be getting something like 800 competing cars, well over 1,000 competitors. On the infield we have something like 6,000 classic cars over the course of the weekend, coming from over 120 car clubs that are already registered. And I was trying to tot up the value of the cars competing, and I lost count to £300 million. So pretty impressive, I'd say.
Not just the quantity, but the quality of the cars and the racing itself too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, we're going to celebrate 60 years of Formula One, and we have, which as Ken has already said, was run here, the first race in 1950, and Alpha's finished 1, 2, 3, and I believe 4. We've got a fabulous example of a 158 outside for you to take photographs of. Representing those 60 years, we've invited three grids, two from the Historic Grand Prix Cars Association, first of all a front engine grid, and we have been promised something I've never seen, three BRM P25s on the grid, a lovely selection of Mazda 250s, Phil Hills, Monza Grand Prix winning Ferrari 246, currently driven by Tony Smith. In the rear engine race, we're going to have a whole selection of 2.5 litre and early 2.5 litre and later 1.5 litre. That should be a fantastic race. Masters are providing their Grand Prix Masters grid, pre-74 Formula One cars. And Christopher, who's here today, has told me that he's expecting to see Emerson Fittipaldi's McLaren M23, Martini Brabham BT44. And I've been told that he's going to see the debut of the six-wheel March 761 Cosworth, so that's going to be fantastic. GT cars, we've got the fabulous pre-63 GT grid run by Ben Cussons and Carol Spagg, and expect to see at the front of that a whole selection of Ferrari SWBs and DB4 GTs, absolutely glorious cars. And then Masters are going to provide the later grid, gentlemen drivers pre-66. That'll be dominated by a selection of Cobras and lightweight E-types. Saturday evening, we have absolutely something which I think is going to be glorious. Racing into the dust, the Italian Historic Car Cup, which I guess will be predominantly red. They have got a mouth-watering selection of cars. I'm just going to read you some of the things that are already entered for that. Ferrari 312 PBs, P3s, 206 SP, 250 LM, 246 and 275 GTB. So that's pretty spectacular. And apart from that, there's going to be Abartha Sellers, Simca Abarth and Cooper Maseratis and all sorts of stuff. So that is absolutely mouth-watering. Carrying on from last year, World Sports Car Masters are going to run a one-hour race on Sunday, which will be dominated by Lola T70s, but up against them a whole selection of Porsche, Ferrari, Alfa, Chevron and GT40s. We're very happy to have Formula Junior back again, who are going to put on two spectacular races, I'm sure. Beautiful 50 sports cars will be well represented by Duncan Wiltshire's RAC Woodcock Trophy, and the later grid, the Sir Stirling Moss Trophy for 50 sports cars. Touring cars, not only do we have Carol Spagg's under 2 litre touring cars, but I'm really happy that the HSCC is going to run for us a big engine touring car race. So expect to see Galaxies, Barracudas, and all sorts of V8 big engine cars. And something completely new for the classic, not historic at all, but modern, we're very, very pleased to announce that the Trofeo 500 GB Abarth series are coming along. There's a particular reason why we're very happy to have them here. Abarth, of course, have celebrated winning races for 60 years now. So welcome to the Trofeo Abarth 500 GB. So a fantastic selection.